Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of KFWF Radio featuring trivia and now other shenanigans. I am the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer of Chilean descent that currently resides in Southern California, Ozzy V. And joined with me is Greg. Say hello, Greg.
Hello, everyone. How's it going out there?
Doing great here. And the man with the hat stapled to his skull, Daniel Shine.
What's up, everybody?
And the glue that's holding this together, the producer known as Todd. How you doing, Todd?
I am chilling.
He is chilling as always. So I'm going to change things up this week, gentlemen. We're going to go over some weird news first segment, and then the next segment we're going to go over anonymous work stories that are completely anonymous. And I could not emphasize further, they are anonymous. And the third segment is going to be a deep question that will hopefully tickle the inner nooks and crannies of your brain. Hoping to have fun, we'll get started with a couple of weird news stories, beginning in Vitória, Espírito Santo, Brazil. Now, with everybody at home, everybody's doing what they got to do, and a man living across the street from a giant apartment building projected Street Fighter II on that building. If those curious, it was Chun-Li versus E. Honda, with Chun-Li getting the victory in the first round. So my question to you guys is, what would you project if given the opportunity? And Todd's dog wants in on the question. So what would Bella want? Bella want milk bones on the... No, it's fine. That's what she wants, just... That's fine. No, it's fine. Todd, what do you want on this... on the...
Are you going to go with me first?
Bella brought the attention to you, so I figure why not?
It's like packages. She wants the mailman on the...
You want packages on the side of the apartment building?
She wants mailmans on there. I would play... Yeah, I don't care. I'd go with Last House.
Okay, let me go first. Just as an example, I'd go Spaceballs. Because I think enough people have seen Spaceballs to where they can see some of it, and they don't need to hear it, and they just can have that laugh on the inside, and there's no risk of any potential accidents for those that are driving on the street. That's why I didn't go with Airplane, because the breasts running across the screen, I think, would most definitely cause an accident. Greg, what about you?
You know, I at first was thinking Kevin Smith. I really loved those movies, but, you know, just for the fun of it, I think I have to go Mars Attacks. Just because I think it would be awesome.
Because in kind of the opposite reason, though, so many people have not seen that movie. They would just be so confused seeing star after star after star. They would not. They wouldn't understand what's going on. Dan, what about you?
Well, for me, I would have to say the unrated cut of Peter Jackson's 1992 classic Dead Alive, or Brain Dead, depending where you're listening to this show, just to see somebody having a worse day than us right now.
You know, I'm going to be completely honest. Somebody recommended I watch Dead Alive, and they burned me a copy of it, and I usually... we'll come home and fix some dinner and I'll watch whatever's on the TV. But this time I had a movie, so I tried to eat dinner while watching Dead Alive. And, I didn't finish. Luckily it was something I was able to put in the fridge and finish, you know, the next day. Cause I didn't feel like eating the rest of the day. It's a interesting choice. I appreciate that. So you guys ready for this next one?
Yeah.
So this happened in Monterrey, Mexico. A local Batman with an actual Batmobile is patrolling the streets on the loudspeaker telling people to go, "Damas y caballeros, quedan en sus casas," you know. And the police are totally fine with this. And apparently this guy has, made appearances at children's hospital before. It's something he does as a hobby. He dresses up as Batman and he has his own Batmobile. So this is what he's doing right now. And he's actually yelling at citizens on the streets. Pretty funny. So with that, my question to you guys is, if you could dress up as somebody to accomplish the same feat, who would you choose? But still think that you're in the same boat as this guy. Let's say you have like a disposable amount of money that you could do this as a hobby, but it has to be in the realm of realism. Like, you can't be Iron Man and, you know, fly around telling people to stay home. But what would you do you know, blank check. This is what I would do to get people home. Just get people to stay home. Dan?
I would dress as a fat Snake Plissken and do it by threat of gunfire.
Hey, diabetes got me, but Corona doesn't have to get you. Stay at home.
There you go. Boom.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. That's terrible, Snake Plissken.
You still sound like Batman, actually, but
It hasn't left.
Christian Bale.
Snake Plissken is Batman. Yeah. Greg.
I think I'm just gonna go Pennywise. You know, a nice little
frightened people. Yeah. Todd.
I know. I'm telling Dan to be good, and I'm like the worst one.
So
okay, Jabba the Hutt. I don't know.
No, I would keep people outside.
You can outrun Jabba. You can't outrun Snake Plissken.
Fat Snake Plissken.
Here's what I would do. When I was a kid, I actually had a recurring nightmare of being on Mars. It's crazy. I had a recurring nightmare of being on Mars, but society was on Mars. We were all indoors, similar to Total Recall. So when I saw Total Recall for the first time, it kind of tripped me out. But I don't know if you guys are familiar with Super Mario Brothers 3. When you're going in the castle, there's in Mario Kart, I believe it's called a Thwomp Thwomp, but it's like a stone with a face that falls on you. So in my recurring nightmare, that stone, but the color blue, was floating around in this red sky. So I think I would have a blue-colored Thwomp Thwomp holograph, or like a hologram projected in front of places just to freak people out. So if people try to go out their front door, here comes the Thwomp Thwomp right in their face. That way I don't even have to do anything. I just stay at home. I can stay at home. See, everybody stays at home this way.
Well, Ozzy has it all thought out.
I dig it.
Well, I'm sorry that, you know, I apologize that I just went a different route than dressing up as a caped crusader. You guys ready for the first question?
We are.
Topic of the NFL. Question is, what NFC team, a charter member of the NFL in 1920, was located in Chicago until 1959? But has now been in its current location since 1988. Once again, what NFC team, a charter member of the NFL in 1920, was located in Chicago until 1959, but has now been in its current location since 1988. Now, first time listening, the song I play does have something to do with the answer. We'll be back in a few minutes with that answer.
take it back.
You know time crawls on when you're waiting for the song to start, so dance alone to the beat of your heart. Hey, young blood, doesn't it feel like our time is running out? I'm gonna change you like a remix, then I'll raise you like a phoenix. We're in our vintage misery. Now I think it looked a little better on me. I'm gonna change you like a remix, then I'll raise you like a phoenix.
NFC team, a charter member of the NFL in 1920, was located in Chicago until 1959, but has now been in its current location since 1988. Song and playing by Fallout Boy was the Phoenix. Its correct answer is the Arizona Cardinals. Arizona Cardinals being the correct answer. So next up, I said, was going to be anonymous work stories. This is somebody who I spoke to, worked in a hotel years ago. They worked in a front desk. And one of the stories that initially jump-started this was they shared a story about somebody breaking a TV. They blamed that it just fell off the mount, but it looked like somebody punched it or threw something at it. It had a big crack in it. But the best part that I heard from this person was that they came into work and they noticed that there was towels underneath some office doors. And there was a big giant film of plastic over the server room. And when asked what's going on, we have a beehive in the hotel. Like an actual fully functioning beehive was in the hotel. It had been in the hotel for months. Now, here's the thing. That plastic film that's over the server room, that's in place of the server room's door, because they removed the door to the server room, because if they closed the door, the server room would overheat, or would get too hot, and the server would overheat. So he's left that open. So now, because bees have access to the server room, they put the plastic film over it. So from time to time, as a front desk agent, I know, as a previous front desk agent, I know that you at times need to reset the server if systems are wonky. So this person had to spend 8 hours praying to God that they didn't need to reset the server. Because when it came to, the question was asked, what happens if the server needs to be reset? The response I hear was shrugged shoulders. And I it was via text message. I was like, what happens when you ask for an answer for that question? They responded back with the shrugged shoulders emoji. So I don't want to out anybody, but have you heard any stories? And then if anybody's out there and wants to share some of these stories, but they want their identity to be hidden, this is the place. Let me know. Do you guys have something, maybe not necessarily in a place in a work story, but something that you guys have witnessed that you just thought, like, this can't be real right now? TV show.
I do have some friends who work in tech, and you'd think, you know, they're pretty savvy, email savvy with everything. There was a mass email sent out to everyone about procedures. You know, nowadays there's some new procedural things we have to follow. And so they go, okay, that's fine. And they write back in an email. They go, that's fine, but how do I email you back? They emailed this question to them, and I'm like, well, you're in tech, number one. Number two, you replied to the email right there. How are these people making this money? But
and they're fixing our computers.
Exactly.
Dan, anything coming to mind? You can take a pass if you need to, because I know I just rang this question on you.
I recall a friend that worked at KFC and quit within an hour of working at KFC when they were 17 or 18, I believe. The nicest way I can put it, they walked into the KFC bathroom, 5 seconds later walked out, told the manager they quit, and left. So I'll leave that to the imagination.
Was oh, not my.
I wonder if Caesar visited that bathroom. I don't.
Just
Are those unaware, Caesar's the Loch Ness monster that we've only seen in our nightmares. So please don't think of it as an actual person. Todd.
Well, my hotel stories I can't tell.
Holy Toledo. Okay. You plead the fifth. I get it.
Well, statutes of limitations have ended, but...
Oh, come on now. All right, so next question in everybody's favorite topic, potent potables. The vodka brands Absolut and Svedka are both from what European country? Once again, the vodka brands Absolut and Svedka are both from what European country? We'll be back in a few minutes with the answer. The vodka brands, Absolut and Svedka, are both from what European country? Song I had playing by Muse was Stockholm Syndrome, because Stockholm is the capital. The correct answer, Sweden. Sweden being the correct answer, yeah, it might have been a gimme, but hey, it's Potent Potables. It's everybody's favorite. Hey, which, by the way, Greg, you said you had your own bar.
Oh, yeah.
Any top cocktail favorite that you've mixed thus far in this time that you've had to spend at home? Any experimentation that's been done?
You know, we've been a beer group for the most part, but, you know, we've got our Sunday Bloody Marys.
Okay.
So our Sunday Bloody Hail Marys. Then, of course, a good Long Island from time to time. But primarily, it's just the good beer on tap.
The Bloody Hail Mary.
Yes.
Is there any modification, or is it just a Bloody Mary that's consumed on Sundays?
Just on Sundays. That's
okay.
All.
Now, what particular brand of beer is stocked in your bar right now?
We have Racer 5 IPA and Stella.
Racer 5 IPA and Stella. Recommendations by Greg. Excellent. All right, so next up is this deep question that I've always thought, and I've had branched out thoughts, and I spent hours on this. Now, I'm not saying that I'm going to spend hours on this, but it's a question that I'd like to talk about, and that is, if given the opportunity, would you upload your consciousness to a digital realm? So, basically, like Tron.
Well, is it Tron or Matrix? There's a difference.
Okay, see, and that's where, like, my branch started to go, is that, so, because my thought would be, is like, so let me paint this picture. You go into an office, and where you sign your will, you then pick a package. You can choose to die, which is obviously zero cost. I mean, that's the funeral cost, but there's zero additional cost. But if you have a little extra, I'm just throwing this out there. For 500,000 space credits, actually, let's start off the first base, the base level. For 100,000 space credits, you could pick one life cycle that your soul, your consciousness will live over and over again. You could pick one life. However, if you spend $500,000, you can choose five life cycles that your consciousness will just go through for eternity. And if you spend 1 million space bucks, you can choose up to 10 life cycles that your consciousness will go cycle over and over again. But my thing is, I mean, so like that would be, that's how it's like pictured in my head. If somebody proposed that in that fashion to you and you had an unlimited amount of money, you can go the 10 life cycles, you can go the five life cycles, you can go just the one that you do over and over again. And the caveat is that you don't remember previous life cycles. You just live these lives. You're just reliving life. It's like playing a video game over again or watching a movie over again. You're just living through it, except you don't remember that you've lived through life before.
Hell yes. Hell yes. I would do it in a heartbeat.
Okay, of those options, would you go 1, 5, or 10? Or if you could choose between 1 and 10 life cycles, how many would you choose? And what? Give me your top 3 life cycles that you would choose, like... I mean, I think somebody like a guy like, somebody who, like, a guy like Leonardo da Vinci, who had multiple interests and talents, that would be a kind of person who would be interested in one cycle, but can do, like, all these kind of things in one life, you know? Or would you want your consciousness to live eternity, going through so many multiple scenarios that you would actually choose one life cycle that isn't prestigious or, you know.
So do we get to choose what happens, though? Like do we chart our course beforehand? Because if so, I could take one and be solid if I get to pre-plan everything. That would be awesome. But if it's just like we have one life cycle and it's just like current life where we don't know, we don't get, you know, our destiny shown to us beforehand, you know,
based on the pricing structure of current content, it would be a base. So I said like $100,000 for this, or 100,000 space bucks, whatever, space credits, whatever you want to call it. But it would be a bonus. It would be an extra 30. So 100,000 would be an extra 30,000 to choose these things. Or you just go it wild. You know, like, what this is going to be your occupation. Good luck.
You know, I'd put the money in. I definitely put the money in and just choose my path, you know? You
pay for that DLC.
You know it, man, because you don't have to play the DLC. You have it there. You have it there as an option, you know?
But this is a one-choice thing. You can't, like, go back and, you know, like, you can't be at age 15 and be like, oh, let me change this for 10 years from now. This is, like, one, done. And then you don't remember.
I don't know. I feel like it would be one of those, like, you can find a way to set it up so, like, the genie that can grant you more wishes, you know, that kind of thing, where you, if you figure it out right, you learn the cheat codes or whatever, like, a good workaround, you can make it so that you have that manipulation, if that's the charge you court.
And maybe you're somebody has, for all we know. Dan, would you upload your consciousness to a digital form?
What if we're already there? Have you heard of simulation theory?
Have I heard of simulation theory? Have I heard this? Listen, this is not like, yeah, that I understand simulation. I've written about my own thoughts. Greg for sure knows. I don't know how long I've been talking about what I now know to be simulation theory. But the question right now is specifically, I'm not asking if we are right now. I'm asking you, with the free will that you at least believe you have, would you upload what you believe to be what is, you think, your consciousness to what you would believe to be a digital realm? Or would you choose what you know as death? Hopefully I
as
that.
Long as long as you're unaware of the deal you make once you start the lives, so it doesn't feel like fake, so to speak, I don't see a reason not to try it. And I think I would go with variety.
You don't see a reason not to try it. But the thing about, like, trying it is this is total Yoda status. This is not – there's no try. This is do or do not, because you either do it or you don't. Because you try it, you try it, you do it.
The way you present it, there's still an end point, 10 lifetimes, but there's still an end point.
I'm so sorry about that. So when I say the 10 or the, like, life cycles, it just hits like a repeat on a playlist.
Forever.
Forever. And you're programmed, or you're whatever process that uploads this and whatever initiates this has it so you don't remember previous life cycles, and you're unaware that you are living multiple life cycles through eternity.
Taking that as fact that you wouldn't eventually remember somehow, sure. I would do it.
Okay, excellent.
I'd go variety, 10 different lives. You could come up with 10 awesome.
All 10.
Ones.
Okay, cool. What would be your – give me your top. What would be, like, of all the 10? Because you're going to have 10, so you're not doing the, like, bonus to make one life everything, but what would be your best life cycle that you would be most excited for?
Ric Flair.
Awesome. I like it.
Not part of it.
Todd? Oh, no. Well, Todd, if given the opportunity, upload your consciousness, one life cycle, 3, 5, 10, would you do it, and how many would you go?
No, I don't think I would.
You would not? No. You would just choose, like,
I'm chilling.
I'll chill in eternity. I'll chill 6 feet under.
Be Tully Blanchard, dude. We can do that together.
I'm going to change my answer. I'm going to be Dusty Rhodes now, so I can spend my life beating Dan's ass.
For those unfamiliar with wrestling, classic rivalry, Dusty Rhodes and Ric Flair. So, I'll definitely would. I don't know why I wouldn't. Like,
aren't you already doing
like
it?
Age 70. This conversation is not about this, Todd. We can discuss this another time. This is specifically, would you or would you not upload your consciousness into a digital realm? And like age 65, 70, I totally would. I'd be so excited to be in a place where I don't feel back pain. That would be really cool. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'd be most excited for that. I feel old saying that. All right, so that was fun. Hopefully you guys had fun with that question. And if you listening have any responses to that, feel free to leave a comment. Maybe we'll get a comment back. So last question is going to be the topic of business. What famous American entrepreneur, founder of a billion-dollar internet-based company, is also the founder of the space company Blue Origin, which made history with the successful launch and landing of its reusable New Shepard rocket in November of 2015. Once again, what American entrepreneur, founder of a billion-dollar internet-based company, is also the founder of the space company Blue Origin, which made history with the successful launch and landing of its reusable New Shepard rocket in November of 2015. We'll be back in a few minutes with the answer.
Knows how the wind will blow. There's so little in this world to trust in. Seduce themselves with lies. Some don't realize. They call it love, but it's really only lust in. Yeah. So you see, on me, we're getting close to the danger zone. Show me how.
American entrepreneur, founder of a billion-dollar internet-based company, is also the founder of the space company Blue Origin, which made history with the successful launch and landing of its reusable New Shepard rocket in November of 2015. Song I had playing by Rihanna was Kisses Don't Lie. Kisses Don't Lie by Rihanna, because kisses in Spanish is besos, similar to the correct answer of
I was right.
Jeff Bezos. You guys right on that one?
You know, the only that was my guess. The one thing that threw me off, you said billion. I thought as in just a billion. And I was like, well, Bezos is worth a lot more than that. But yeah, I was sort of right.
Oh, no, it's a it's a billion-dollar internet-based company.
Yeah.
But yeah. Jeff Bezos is a multi-billionaire.
Yes, he is the richest man in the world.
I think it's still the Sultan, probably.
Nope.
Well, definitely not one of us. So
not one of us. Not even close.
Now that we've reached this point, any final thoughts you'd like to share with people? I'd just like to share, if you are partaking in the Final Fantasy VII remake, congratulations. And if video games isn't your thing, you know, more power to you. Whatever you watch, Tiger King, hopefully you enjoy whatever you're digging. Greg?
You know, I'm right there with you on Final Fantasy VII. That's for darn sure. It's amazing. I've gotten a couple of hours into it. It's fantastic. But I did, after this podcast, I do feel I need to go get a Pennywise outfit and my unicycle out of the garage. And I need to go have some fun with people.
Stay home. Everybody floats who doesn't stay home.
That's right.
Dan?
To be the man, you got to beat the man.
I have nothing. Good night, y'all.
All right, thanks everybody for joining. Thanks to Sunset Trivia for providing the trivia questions and for listening to us. Everybody listening, you're all good enough.
Hello, baby! What? Well, I'll have some of that!
Just give it.